every day when I come in here, I always think, I can't believe I own this building. Like, my husband and I own this building. Wow. Incredible. But it's also, it's beautiful because we get to share it with people.
If you couldn't tell by the echo between the white stone columns, the high arching ceilings, and stained glass windows, Crispina French and her husband Chris Swindlehurst are the proud owners of a 19th century church. The couple bought the hulking red brick Notre Dame Church in downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts in 2006 for French's production business, which employed 40 people. Swindlehurst says a friend who is buying the Notre Dame school across the street hit him with the idea.
So I came and just spent a couple hours wandering around, and I was just like, oh my God, you know, had no intention of buying a building in Pittsfield. And I just was so awestruck by its physical beauty inside. All the potential, not only the church, but the rectory next door. I just thought, oh, this would be a great rental property, and it'd be a great place for Crispina's business down here.
While Swindlehurst was running his fuel and plumbing business, the company moved French's company from an old mill building in Housatonic to the church basement. They also moved into the rectory, and as French explains, the "we bought a church" experiment quickly became a family affair for her eldest son.
He plays music, and he could not wait to get into the church with his electric guitar and his amplifier and play Hell's Bells as loud as he could. But then my younger kids, I mean, we had a trampoline upstairs. You know, they'd come over here in the middle of winter. It'd be like, 7 below 0 outside and about 10 degrees upstairs, you know. But they'd be in their winter, snow pants and jackets just bouncing away on the trampoline. Or they come in here, they learned how to ride their bikes in here. I mean, they think it's normal. They think that, every kid has this kind of space to play in. So they don't realize that it's a very unusual setting.
After the 2008 recession, French's textile business was no longer bustling, leaving much of the church's 13,000 square feet unused. French says they went through some really thin years, even putting the property on the market for a short time, not knowing if they could make it work. Raised by artist parents, French took inventory of what they had and realized they could turn the building into a multi-use makerspace. They named it Shire City Sanctuary.
We have a sewing lab, and we have a screen printing shop, and we have a commercial kitchen, and all of those things are things that many people can share without kind of being in each other's way. And they're things that a lot of times people don't have the ability to have on their own. They're expensive or too big or whatever. So it's lent itself nicely.
About 15 people regularly use the space. It works like a gym membership with your own key and 24-hour access to the machines. French and her other employee offer classes and workshops, while the nave, where her kids used to bounce on a trampoline, is used for events. Swindlehurst is hopeful chefs or farmers can use the commercial kitchen to teach cooking and canning. All told, they have put roughly $800,000 into the buildings, with Swindlehurst reusing church pews and marble from the altars for apartment paneling and countertops in the rectory next door. Despite the money and stress, French says her husband's doctorate in church renovation is worth it. And he agrees.
My view is that if you're, I have two great kids and a great wife, and whatever has brought you to where you are today, which is happy and healthy, has to be a good thing.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.